So now I want to talk about what exactly is the mitzvah meiser, what's chayven meiser, meiser ksofin. And then we'll talk about what you're allowed to deduct from meiser, that we should talk about tomorrow. Hopefully by the end of the week we'll finish these halachas, and we'll go on to some halachas more specific to Yom Nerayim starting next week. There's a machlekes in halacha, how we the source for the halacha of meiser ksofin. Prices of Hagigo seem to say it's deraisa based on a Sipri. It's a drasha deraisa according to Tosis. There's a field of Maisik Sofim. Most places can pass them, not like Tosis. They say either it's a field of Rabbanon or it's a Minik. The Chavetz Chaim comes out because of this Machoikis, whether it's deraisa, Rabbanon, or a Minik. Our basic sack is that it is a Minik. But since there are shittas which are more macro, but Chavkila, a person when he does it, he should be careful to speak out. He's doing it with this understanding that's a minig, and therefore, whatever is a machloikis, he'll be allowed to follow the markulik of shittas. Because if he's going to be mechayiv himself with a full-fledged netter, maybe he's trying to mechayiv himself like the full chiyuv. You go in the full chiyuv, maybe you have to be machmer because suffix maybe it's a derisa. So a person in Chavkila, when he starts doing the mitzvah of maisa, he should speak out. He's doing a netter. If a person did not speak that out, he's doing a bli netter. The best thing to do is to be matter netter. Says if it didn't get a bit of a netter, I want to be matter netter, and then speak out that from now on I'm doing a bli netter. So the sign points out that there's a mile of taking maaser ksofin beyond the concept of just giving tzedakah, because you take maaser ksofin, the way it's perceived is that when you're going to work, it's you would have come to a shutfin. You get 9/10, he gets 1/10, but you're a shudder with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So any etik that you're doing, any business that you're doing it directly for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that the Gevaldik Gazak to take a Kodesh Baruch Hu as your partner into your business, he's a very good partner, and therefore it's a very, very chashuv thing to take off Maaser Ksofin. Therefore, you see from the Chacham that Zavka spoke about the Div Maaser, a person should make the Maaser as exact as possible. So a person should try to take the exact amount of meiser, not more, not less. Even if your people, some people are makron, like we spoke about the giving chaymish, giving 1/5, you should take it a tenth, and then a second tenth. It shouldn't be, I'm taking 1/5 in one shot. A person should at least once a year come to a calculation of all of his meiser. He's not taking off immediately and making a separate account. He's keeping a running event. Once a year, a person should make a calculation of how much he owes for the meiser and be mashed on that amount for the year. Some people suggest that the most logical time to do that would be when you're doing your taxes. A person is making a calculation of his income, etc., how much he gave to charity. So at that point in time, he has all the figures in front of him, so that would be a good time to make a calculation of meiser. There's actually a nice pamphlet called the Meiser Form, which parallels the 1040, and you can sit there and show what are valid deductions compared for halacha versus what's valid for the IRS. I'm not a salesman for the pamphlets, out of print. If a person can't take the exact amount of maaser, the person should try and make it as close as possible. He should make an estimation with what he can do. What's chayiv in the midst of maaser? What type of income is chayiv in the midst of maaser? So a salary is obviously chayiv in the midst of maaser. Person making interest on a bank account, the person making having dividends in stock, something which he's given that amount, like it's given him in that value, he has to keep a meiser on it. Something which it went up in value, but he's not selling out the stock yet. It's not chayiv in meiser until he actually a dividend is different than the depreciation and the value of the stock. So a dividend, someone's being paid to you, the depreciation of the stock is not chayiv in meiser until you actually would sell the stock and benefit from that. That's tomorrow's year. Deductions are tomorrow. Okay. A person has employer benefits. So the employer pays for his medical insurance. He pays for his health insurance. The employer is giving him something of value which is worth that. So is that chayiv in meiser? Or a person gets a matana. Matana of money or matana not of money. Matana of an object. Are those chayiv in meiser? So matana of money is chayiv in meiser. That's the assumption of the matana of money is chayiv in meiser. Matana of objects, so the assumption is something which you would buy anyway is going to be chayiv in meiser because now you've gained that value. So a person's going to get from his employer health insurance, so that's something which he'd be getting anyway. He would buy it anyway, so that's something of value he's been given. It's going to be chayiv in meiser. So he has to calculate that back into his income in order to be chayiv and meister. Matana, which you would not buy anyway. Somebody decided to buy you this gorgeous painting, and you're not into paintings, but you have this nice painting. You wouldn't have bought it anyway, so you're not chayiv and meister. But there's something which you would buy, but you know you would have bought the $100 version, and they gave you the $250 version. So you're not chayiv and meister on the $250, you're chayiv and meister on the $100, because that's the value that you actually gain from that. Let's say a person gave you money as for a matana of money. He said specifically, do not use it for meiser. I want you to use it for this purpose, and you cannot take meiser from it. You may not, because the person gave it to you under a certain condition. That condition is valid. So therefore, there's an assumption made in a halacha. Let's say parents are supporting a child, helping the child, giving them support, etc. They want them to pay for the food and for the rent, etc. They're not giving it to the person. He should be taking meiser. So that money would not be chayiv in meiser. Furthermore, a person who has a bit of an ani halachically is not chayiv in meiser. The person does not have enough income to have his needs would not be chayiv in meiser. This interesting tshuva from Diane Weiss, the person sent the following question. His needs for the year, we'll put a number, his needs for the year, he needs $50,000 for the year between his food, his rent, his insurance, his kids, etc. He needs $50,000 a year. He makes more than $50,000 a year, but if he takes meiser, he'll end up with less than $50,000. So meiser and $50,000, for all of those who have passed algebra 1, right, is $5,000. Well, he makes $52,000. Well, if he subtracts meiser, he'll only have $47,000. So what should he do? So he actually suggested you should calculate meiser and then take a $3,000 for the needs of yourself. You should actually separate meiser and then take $3,000 of that. You're an oni. And you don't have enough of your needs anymore. You're now an oni, so then you'll be taking that for that need. He suggests the following. You should use it for the needs, specifically for needs of the children over the age of 6 or 7. Because the more it seems that beyond that age, really, halachically, you're not mechuyev. So then you're supporting them like meiser, and you would do that. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to talk about what are valid deductions out of your income. So I'm not making gross income of $60,000, but I have many different deductions. What are valid deductions I deduct before I calculate my... Have a good morning.